I told you a few days ago that when I go to a baseball park, I see more than just a baseball field, but I take in all the details. And in the same way, some of you men, when you walk through the woods, you see deer rubs and scratchings and low-lying limbs that have leaves and berries that have been chewed off and trails worn down from patterned walking. My father-in-law, when he looks at a house, he sees measurements and angles and pitches of roof lines. Some of you, when you walk into a room, are taking note of where the exits are. You see more than just a room. You see more than just the woods. You see more than just a house. You are making constant observations. And that's what we are to do with what's given to us in the Psalms. And in Psalm 125, we are given the picture of a mountain. And we're to think about this picture and ask, why has this been given to us? Why is this comparison being made? And in this picture, in Psalm 125, our minds are supposed to drift in two directions. The established nature of Mount Zion, it cannot be moved, and the endurance of Mount Zion, that it abides forever. Those who are trusting in the Lord are established, just like Mount Zion is established, and they endure, just like Mount Zion endures. Mount Zion is anchored, settled, unmovable, not eroding. And the believer is anchored, settled, unmovable, established. And that brings us great comfort in turbulent times. When you pray today, please remember Don Newsom and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Malprusi Life Word broadcast that's heard in Ghana and Togo.